Welcome back to Socks and Seven.
Welcome back to Socks and Seven. We are your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed, Jack Kagerman, joined by our producer, Christopher Tebow.
Thank you.
How are we doing, gentlemen, after that series win in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, dude, feels great. After Monday, you know, we were down in the depths, 1-4 ball club. Nothing was going our way. Wasn't a great time. Like, everyone was pretty upset. And then we had a day off, and it's never good to need a day off this bad, like we said in the last podcast. But then, like, we come out yesterday on Wednesday, and Garrett Crochet just delivers, man. Like, what a big guy. What a big, awesome pitcher of baseballs he is. Really fun, awesome to have him for the next 6 years. I'm sure we'll get to that. And then today, the bats come alive a little bit. We score 8 runs. Strike out 10 times against Charlie Morton, but, I mean, Campbell leaves. Bregman hits an absolute tank. Even Casas throws one in there. Like, the boys are rolling right now. We're rolling into this weekend series against the Cardinals. I'm pumped to be at the Fenway home opener tomorrow. We are going to light up Eric Fetty.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Tags, how you feeling? Awesome, man. Yeah, Garrett Crochet. He's a pig. Filthy.
That's a great one.
Oink.
What a treat we got. What a treat.
Yeah, Chris, what'd you see over this weekend or this series?
Well, I can tell you I feel a lot better right now than I did 24 hours ago. That's 24 hours ago, it was looking a little bleak, to say the least. 1-4, it's early in the season. Like, there's always that in your mind where it's like, all right, we're going to figure it out. But, I mean, I think it was really all, like, that Devers just weighing on everybody. We needed that out of the way. And it is out of the way. So, I'm pumped.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely awesome. Awesome 24 hours, as Chris said. Like, you're down and out. Team's getting bad. You bring in your ace. That's what your ace is supposed to do. That's why we traded for Garrett Crochet. That's why we just paid him to be a stopper. I mean, first time he's ever gone eight Ks. Shut piece. Like, awesome stuff. Christian Campbell's fucking disgusting, dude. I mean, he's going to fire his agent, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
60 mil for 10, well, for 8 years, but basically 100 mil for 10 years? Like, what are we talking about? He's Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I mean, like my boy Deep Fried Red Sox said, like, he's literally Barry Bonds. If Barry Bonds was born in 2002, right-handed, and named Christian Campbell, also no steroids. Important part of that as well.
Big important thing.
Yeah, I mean, that guy rocks. Like, second base is a position these days where, like, yeah, like, it's always been a position in baseball where, like, oh, you put a scrappy guy there, like, maybe hits for contact. Like, but, I mean, like, I'd be, like, very pressed to find three better second basemen in the MLB already. And, like, then him. Like, I don't know, dude. He's really, really good at baseball. Absolutely rakes baseballs. Opposite field power. Everything that, like, you want to see from a hitter. Like, this guy is nasty.
Yeah. Nasty.
I haven't seen, like, really any downside to him. Like, yeah, he can spray the ball across the field. He's got good defense, which is something we've lacked at second base specifically. No shade to David Hamilton. I love you, but no, it's nice. It's been nice to have Christian, a young guy who we will have around hopefully for a long, long time.
Yeah. Tags, how do you feel about Christian Campbell?
Love it.
Awesome stuff.
I'm sure we'll get my boy Tags back on the mic.
Yeah.
The unmuted section after another series win. I mean, yeah. Like, if there's one thing that I know about me, like, Mason Reed, like, if there's one thing that I know, it's that I love series wins. Like, winning a series is just, like, a really awesome thing. Like, how about we just, like, win 14 series in a row? Like, why? Like, let's just, like, win a ton of series in a row and, like, just be, like, the best. Like, nothing's stopping us. Our guys rake. back to Garrett Crochet, like I said it in the preview of the season podcast, like when we were in New Hampshire, like he's the number one guy, like I'm excited for. And like, dude, I really don't get how like you're supposed to hit against him. Like his fastball cutter overlay is literally insane. He's coming like with 96 from way out here, like 96, 97. And then like he's just dotting cutters on the outside corner. And like, how are you supposed to know when the cutter is going to come back in on your feet if you're the righty? Like, I don't know. I could see him giving, like, continuing to give a lot of guys problems and, like, having an unbelievable season. Like, he was super, super locked in.
Yeah, he looked great. Unbelievable. Dogs. What's it called? Willier Bray, you definitely cooled off a bit, but, like, he's still a walk machine. And, like, it's definitely nice to see, like, everybody on the team's walking a lot more. Whether it's Christian Campbell, Rafael Devers is walking, like, honestly, a really, really good amount. People don't want you to, like, as Coley Mick said, like, people don't want you to know that. Like, Rafael Devers has walked, like, 10 times already.
He's had really good at-bats. Like, even when he was struggling hitting a fastball down the middle, like, he was not really chasing that much. He was swinging at good pitches. So that was like a bright side to look at through that whole thing.
Yeah, he obviously gets his first knock, and like I love the overreaction by everybody. It happens once a year. He forgets how to hit a baseball for a week and then he's fine. And for all the people calling him fat, like I honestly think he looks faster than ever today. He was hauling around third base, dude. He was like Bregman hits a ball in the gap, right? I was like, oh, it's going to be a close play at third. And instantly when they cut from the ball in the gap, ball's still in the gap, outfielder hasn't picked it up. Robbie's already sprinting around third base. And then on his double yesterday, like, he got there mad easy. And, like, T.O. has, like, a decent arm.
Yeah, by the way, go ahead, T.O.
By the way, T.O. did us some favors in right field. He let two balls go by him that like he could have easily cut off and like stopped it and like made it a base hit. But like I think T.O. felt bad for giving us four hits on Friday.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the last thing that I'll say about the beginning of the 2025 season, Rafael Devers extravaganza that we just witnessed take place. Like, I don't know, I was at home watching the game last night and then like he obviously rips that double down the line past T.O. Like, he was in left, right?
Yeah. No, right. He was in right.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Obviously rips it down the line past T.O. Like, classic Devers, go down and get it, lace one out to right. And then, like, everybody's, like, pumped, like, oh, let's go. My phone's blowing up. Devers got a hit. Like, everyone's texting. And then, like, my mom, like, obvious not much of a ball knower, but she goes, okay, like, obviously he was going to get a hit eventually. Like, all right, like, yeah, I get it. Like, he was definitely going to get a hit, and I'm glad to be past that, and now I will never mention it again for the rest of my life. Rafael Devers is back, and honestly, he could honestly be hot. Like, watch out for him this series to get really hot at Fenway.
I like the sound of that.
For sure. Like, all of his hits were, like, 108 plus, too. Off the bat, he was ripping baseballs. But another guy who got off the schneid was Tristan Casas. It's nice to see that. Had a couple nice hits today. His bomb was definitely a bomb. Good to see him going oppo.
Yeah.
Definitely nice to see him being a little bit more aggressive today, too, because like, I definitely get pretty pissed off when he strikes out looking. But, I mean, I wasn't worried about him either. He's a notorious like slow start guy. I feel like every beginning of the year, people are like, oh no, what's up with Casas? And like it, you just wait like 2 weeks and then he's ripping homers.
Especially if he stays healthy and like continues to like, just, you'll just see improvement. He's still really young. And, you know, he's a good first baseman too. Like, I don't think we give him enough credit for that. Maybe we do, but I feel like some other people don't give him enough credit for like, being a scoop master out there at first, and he can make stretches, and he's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good out there.
Kind of reminds me of Tags on the UMass Warriors at first base, like just scooping everything. And like to speak for Tags here, I know if Tags were able to talk right now, he would also like to talk. Like I think Jaren Duran went over again today. He was over 5 on Wednesday too. But like he's hitting the ball really hard, and then and those are going to like start to get down, especially the other way. Like he's another guy that like our 1-2 in the order, I would not be the littlest bit surprised if both of those guys got really, really hot this weekend in the home opener and put up some big numbers and both left earth even maybe multiple times.
Yeah, I'm definitely considering laying Duran 2+ bases because he's been ripping balls the opposite way that would just nail the monster if they're playing at home, but they've been just being caught.
Like so many times last year, how many triples did we get? Like you know, in the high teens or what was it? 13?
15? It was 14. It was 14.
All of those were those line drive classic Duran doubles in the gap that he just stretches into triples because of how ridiculously fast he is. And he's hitting those balls. They're just going to the center fielder, left fielder, right fielder. He's going to find that gap, and it's going to be night work, light work.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, it's great to pick up the first series win of the year. I'm like the Cardinals. I like there's no reason that we can't sweep this series or minimum win it. So like we're looking to get hot here, boys. And then we play Toronto next. Like, I don't know. We definitely just need our starters to keep battling. Like Tanner battled today. Didn't have his best stuff, but like still picked up some strikeouts, battled into the sixth. Like that's all we need to see. Like that's really all we need to see from everybody besides Garrett. So
yeah.
Bullpen looked good again today too, Whitlock.
Yeah. Bullpen's been really solid other than on a couple days ago, but I mean, Tanner didn't look good at all. I mean, he definitely he looked a little bit better. He had some swing and miss that was nice, but he definitely couldn't find the zone. He's definitely been battling it. But bullpen definitely picked him up today. Whitlock's stuff looked great, dude. I mean, his sinker, like when you're watching it, it looks like his slider up until like right before it hits the catcher's glove. Cause like, I don't know if you guys seen the tunnel today. Like I was watching it expecting to see like a slider multiple times, and then the ball just dips the other way and it's like 97. Like, jeez.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty. But Tanner Houck, was that his second start? Or was that his first?
Yeah. Or no, it might have been his third.
No, he started once against the Rangers and then today.
Right. So
no,
I mean,
didn't I'm pretty sure he pitched game one against the O's.
No. It was Sean Newcomb and Dick Fitz. Sean Newcomb pitched game one against the O's.
Yeah. Whitlock doesn't start.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, Sebo said Tanner.
I was talking about Houck.
Yeah. Oh, I'm an 8.
Yeah, Houck second start.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, it's really nice, like, just to, like, sum everything up. Like, obviously, like I said, 1-4 ball club on Tuesday afternoon. And then you put pen to paper with Garrett Crochet and Christian Campbell. And then, like, it's really nice to see the guys respond to that and, like, wake up and start playing some baseball. So that's, like, the number one thing that got me really excited. And then, like, now right after you put pen to paper with both of them, like, Garrett Crochet has the longest outing of his career, 8 scoreless, and Christian Campbell leaves Earth today. Like, really, really good stuff, man.
Yeah, and, like, those deals are awesome, too. Like, super team-friendly. Like, I'm not worried about those things one bit. I think both those players are worth every bit of that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of both of those players. Huge fan, massive fan.
For them. I will die for them. I will sacrifice my life for them.
For sure.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, if one of them get hurt, I will, like, offer my body part for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garrett Wayne. I'd give Garrett Crochet my left arm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he could do better. I'm sure he could do better with it than me.
That's for sure. Tags. How you feeling about Garrett Crochet? Oh, shout out Alex Bregman, first hater with the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. Definitely pretty awesome. Like, super cool. He definitely hit that shit like pretty far today too.
I didn't
at all the ballparks.
Was he using the torpedo bat?
No, not today.
He went back to the. All right, so then maybe that puts an end to the torpedo bat infestation.
Yeah, he said that like he used it yesterday, and then today he was like I went back to my regular bat, and so I mean he had 8 bases today, so probably not going back to the torpedo bat. Garrett Crochet, young ceiling, 3 ERA floor.
Cy Young ceiling, 3 ERA. I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely shout out Breggy, first bomb. Wouldn't be surprised to see him get hot this weekend either at Fenway. Like, everybody's been talking up how much he rakes at Fenway. I wouldn't be surprised a bit if, like, all 3 of our top hitters are just getting on base every inning and causing people fits and we score tons of runs. Like, I'm going to be pumped.
He is going to put so many dents in that wall this year. Like for sure home runs everywhere else, because he hits a lot of line drives. But that wall is going to be so friendly to him this year. I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, definitely going to be awesome. Connor Wong is starting to piss me off. And I know Tags feels the same way about this. Guy looks lost at the plate this year. And it's not like he's doing anything defensively. If anything, like, I like Navarez back there way more. I mean, I guess Connor can throw guys out, but that's about it. He's not doing anything for pitchers. I constantly see him lose strikes for pitchers by just giving up on pitches and not framing them. And it makes me really mad. And it just seems that, like, he gets up with Christian Campbell on second base every time, and Christian Campbell never scores with Connor hit.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to need a new catcher at the deadline. If, like, those are still our 2 guys and they're both, like, performing the way that they are right now, like, around the deadline, like, that's definitely going to be – if you had to name one hole on the team, it's 100% that. I don't think anyone else would say anything else. I mean, Connor Wong has hit before, and, like, he's shown that he can, but, I mean – I would like to say that I wouldn't be surprised if he got hot this weekend at Fenway, but I probably would be pretty surprised if he got hot. But that probably means that he's going to get hot. So,
good point. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
I got a question. Have you ever seen Connor Wong hit the ball to the opposite field?
Like, once. I think his first hit this year. Oh, yeah, I believe his first hit this year was.
The more I think about it, though, like, not really. Like, that guy pretty much is as Deadpool as it gets, like, when you think about it.
And when he gets
definitely a Deadpool guy.
That thing is onto the Mass Pike. Like he's a pole merchant. And if he could just, like, shorten up one time, maybe, like, you know, it might work out for you and the team, so.
Yeah, or just, like, sometimes you just need him to put the ball in play, and he just refuses to do it.
Yeah, I think before we talked about this, like, at the very end for, like, a second of the last pod, I think. But, like, before we get into, like, the matchups for this series and everything, obviously Sox and Seven's going to be in the house at Fenway tomorrow. But, like, I think we need to talk about, like, for just a moment, like, this, like, kind of, like, situation that we have going on in the outfield, and, like, if Roman Anthony's, like, because Roman Anthony, I don't think anyone would tell you that he's not ready to come play. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you could put him in tomorrow and he'd probably go deep off of Eric Fetty. But, like, there's also just, like, no room for him. And, like, yeah, I mean, I don't really know, like, what there is really to say about this at this point. We're kind of in a pickle.
We can't have 3 center fielders. We just, like, we have Duran going in left field, but like Duran's a center fielder. So it's like, where would we put him? And we have Abreu. So yeah, it's just, it's tough. And Ref Snyder, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think Rafael is playing his way off his team pretty quickly so far this season. He hasn't looked that good in the field. I mean, he definitely floats the balls and like looks like pretty nice when it's just out there, but like he hasn't made the amazing play yet. There's been a couple like tough plays that maybe he could have got to if you gave him two tries. And like, I'm not hating on it. Both the plays, like they weren't routine at all. And like, he probably shouldn't be making the plays. But at the plate, he looks lost up there. He had one really nice knock, but other than that, he is swinging at every pitch you throw him. If I was like the pitching coach, I would just say like, don't throw a strike to Rafael. He's going to strike out. Like, there's no reason to ever throw that guy anything in the zone.
Yeah, dude. See, like, that's the thing about this Roman Anthony situation is, like, they, like, Duran's set in stone. Willier's, like, pretty much set in stone, too. So, like, therefore, like, if you want to bring this guy up, who's the number two prospect in all of baseball, who's clearly raking, is 20 years old and ready to make an instant impact with this team, like, super, super exciting player. Like, it seems like the only option in order for him to, like, get into the lineup and on the field is for Sedan Rafaela to not be a part of it, which stinks because I really like Sedan Rafaela. And yes, he's not, he did have a hit today, but like he isn't off to a super hot start. So I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll leave that one up to Alex Cora and to manage. That's why he's in that position and not me, you know. That's why I'm sitting here talking about it and he's the one forced with the task. Shout out Alex Cora, though.
He's got some trade value to him, though. Like, I feel like he'd be very useful on another team. I don't know what team that would be, but, like, I feel like other teams would be interested, and we wouldn't get, like, we'd probably just get prospects or whatever, but I feel like he would be a good trade to some other team.
Yeah, besides the fact that we did just give him a lot of money last year.
We did do that, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's, like, in the way of all of this.
I don't think that contract's that unmovable, though. It's 8 years.
No, it's definitely not. But
8 years, like, $50 million is not that much AAV. And, like, the average, big leaguer makes $5 million a year that now. I saw that today. So, like, he's really making, like, just a bit over that. Like, it's not too bad.
It's definitely movable, but it would just be, like, a matter of, like, oh, are we really going to, like, trade this guy after he had a really good rookie season and then, like, did not that great for, like, 2 weeks or, like, a month? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a tough spot to be in. But, I mean, I guess, like, from a fan's perspective, it's, like, not the worst problem to have because, like, we definitely just have, like, a lot of guys. So that part about it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and, like, I trust Brez to do what's right. Brez has been cooking, so I'm just going to – leave it up to him at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I trust Alex Cora and Craig Breslow. If there's two guys that I would like trust with my life, it's them too.
Yeah. Speaking of Brez, one guy I wanted to bring up is Justin Wilson. That guy had like a 10 ERA last year. It was like 6, but he's looked unbelievable out of the pen. And like, I was definitely worried about it, but like, I guess this new pitching lab with Andrew Bailey and Craig Brez is just disgusting because he looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm also a huge Andrew Bailey fan as well. Like, big, big fan of Andrew Bailey. Like, thank you for everything you've done.
For sure. How did you guys feel about Whitlock pitching today? I kind of wish we kind of saved him for, like, a game where it was a bit closer.
Well, what did he come in the 7th and it was a 3-run game?
Yeah, it was 3. And then I would like to not send him out there again for the next inning because we were up by like 5 at that point. But
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely down to like win the series though and make sure you do that first. But like, I do get where you're coming from. I think that we could see a great start out of Walker Buehler tomorrow. So hopefully he's not needed. And then we're all set.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Walker tomorrow. I think he's a really good pitcher. He's not quite to that Crochet level yet, where I don't know, but I'm so excited to see him tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to see the walk-up songs. That's like probably what I'm most excited to see. I'm excited to see what Bregman walks up to. I'm excited to see what Bueller's walk-up song is going to be. I'm going to Crochet Day on Monday. I can't wait to see what he – I really hope he walks out to Iron Sabbath, but we'll see.
Yeah, so Walker Bueller versus Eric Fetty tomorrow, 2:10 p.m. Eastern time at Fedway. The boys will be there.
Yeah, we're going to be doing street interviews. We'll probably be in the Fenway area, like around like
Lansdowne. I'd say like
11-ish probably. We'll be bar hopping for show. And then we'll be on Lansdowne Street doing some street interviews. So if you're there, I mean,
come say what's good to Sox and Seven. You know the deal.
Hell yeah.
For show, for show.
Then who we got on Saturday? Is it Dick Fitz? Is it Dick Fitz Day on Saturday?
Definitely Dick Fitz Day. Let's see who that matchup is.
Is it Matthew Liberatore? He might be pitching on Sunday for them.
No, it is Andre Pallante.
Okay. And then
that guy sounds like he stinks, but he had a good
that
first
guy's
start.
Actually kind of decent. He has like kind of good stuff, but I mean, Dick Fitz money line all day against him. And then what's Sunday looking like?
We got Sean Newcomb versus Miles Mikolas.
Yeah, absolute laser show at Fenway off of Miles Mikolas.
I'll be taking the over for that game. That's for sure.
There's a possibility that Saturday actually gets rained out and we get a doubleheader on Sunday.
I think Saturday and Sunday could get rained out and Monday.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Really?
Sunday's going to be 68 degrees too. It's going to be like, this is going to be warm. Might be short sleeve weather.
Yeah, we definitely lucked out with weather for Friday because the rest of the next 3 days is just rainy and crappy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's go win a series against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Allow my boy Tags to talk next podcast, huh?
Yeah. He's just sitting there like menacingly.
Yeah, just sitting there like taking it all in. I told him he should have like gone to the cages and got some cuts in off the machine. Like that would have been gas. But I mean, this, in my opinion, will be his last podcast not talking for the rest of the season.
Definitely. For sure.
It's only up from here.
100%. Mace, you got any closing thoughts?
Boys are rolling. 2 straight wins. Series win. Let's go win another series. I'm pumped. There's nothing really better than like you're walking up the ramp and you get your first view of like of Fenway of the year. Like that shit just hits fucking special every time, man. It really does.
Yeah, no, like I agree with you. Like walking up that ramp is top 10 feelings on planet Earth. I love being at Fenway. It's literally the best thing ever. It just constantly feels euphoric when you're there, especially during a day game too. Like it's so beautiful. It's awesome until like the Red Sox lose, but that's not going to happen anymore. And I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, absolute laser show off of Eric Fetty tomorrow.
For sure. Christopher, you got any closing thoughts?
Yeah. Well, so even though we have like a lot of the same guys as last year on the team, this really does feel like a brand new Red Sox, which I'm just so pumped about it. I feel like, you know, like a lot of the players have elevated, but I feel like Cora is elevated. He just seems like he's on a different wavelength than he was last year. Not that he was like anywhere bad last year, but he really feels confident in these guys and the guys feel confident in each other and they got each other's back. I feel like Bregman and Devers are just getting along like that. So that's awesome. I cannot wait to hear Dirty Water and I cannot wait to have a victory fucking sausage. So let's fucking go.
Yeah. Gonna be awesome.
I agree.
It's going to cost like $25.
I don't care.
I don't care.
But we have to win. That's the only thing, is we have to win. There's no sausage if there's no victory.
Yeah.
What's your closing thoughts, Steve?
You know, I'm just excited. I can't wait to be at Fenway. Christian Campbell's like already my favorite player on the Boston Red Sox. I saw the new jerseys that are reportedly leaked. We're not sure if they're real or not. They kind of seem like they are, but they kind of seem like they aren't real.
They're also kind of tough.
They're pretty tough, but like, I wish there was a little bit more like, I wish the trim was yellow instead of white. I thought it would have looked better. But I think I'm definitely going to get it. It's definitely pretty cool. And I'm deciding whether like Campbell crochet jersey, what am I getting first?
I want to see that.
That's the great debate right now between, like, in front of all Sox fans. That's actually the great debate. Like, dude, both of those guys' jersey sales have got to be going up, up, up.
Yeah. Sox are going to do numbers in jersey sales this year. And, like, shout out John Henry. Like, he's been, like, throwing his money down for this team this year. And, like, he finally heard the noise. And, like, I just want to, you know, give him his praise for, like, actually doing his job for once.
I agree. Sox, kid. Let's win another Sox, series. Dude. Fuck Sox, the Cardinals. Fuck the Cardinals.
Dags, you got any closing thoughts? He said W. Let's go. Let's win. Let's win tomorrow.
Let's win tomorrow, boys.
Yeah.
Let's have a great show day off, Eric.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it. We will see you guys on Sunday night. Let's go Sox. Let's win another series, man.
Let's do it. Dude, let's fucking do it. Peace out.